So I'm at the Social Gaming Summit with Gareth Davis of Facebook. What's your official title, Gareth?
I am a platform manager at Facebook.
Right, and we last met at the Game Developers Conference earlier this year, where social gaming was really taking off then, you were telling me. And since then we've had E3, the video game conference there. What did you pick up from that? There were some announcements around Facebook Connect.
Right, there were a couple of very interesting announcements happening at E3 this year. First of all, Xbox is integrating Facebook Connect, and this will enable Xbox users to play with their friends and share stories out back to Facebook. So this is really interesting, compelling use of Facebook technology in a game console. We also announced the Nintendo DSi, which is, has dual screen and dual cameras, is now able to upload photos from DSi to Facebook and share that with all of your friends. Sure. And so what we're really seeing here is a new trend, is an inflection point, and this really is the year that game consoles are going social. And there's a couple of kind of interesting transitions we're seeing. The first is that Facebook Connect technology is moving into the game console, which will enable game players to play games that are much more social, that connect with their Facebook friends and allow them to share stories out. And one of the great examples we showed there was Electronic Arts showed Tiger Woods PGA Golf Tour, where the player had an incredible, they broke their record, and they were able to share that back to all of their Facebook friends. The second thing we're seeing is that the traditional games industry is now very interested in the social games industry. And we're seeing a couple of things happening there. The first is that we're seeing some of the leading talent from the traditional games industry migrate to work for the new social game companies like Zynga and Playfish and Playdum. And they're bringing with them tremendous experience of how to build world-class, compelling, rich entertainment. But they're now designing for the social graph, which I think they're seeing tremendous success in helping people find their friends and play games with their friends, which we believe are much more fun. The second thing we're seeing is that they're figuring out how to build games themselves. Take the large-scale, popular franchises, games you and I play frequently, and how do we make them more social? How do we make them more fun? How do we integrate our friends? How do we personalize the experience so that it uses a Facebook profile, so it knows where I live, and my age, and my gender, and my interests, to make a compelling, unique experience? And secondly, share that information back out with Facebook, and really using Facebook as a distribution method to get the word out about the game and who's playing what and what they're excited about.
So there's a lot of cross-pollination, I guess, isn't there? And do you feel this is the future in terms of everyone's used to playing online games such as Halo or whatever on a console, and it's a lot of monikers that people don't recognize. It's a fairly anonymous thing, but the social gaming aspect is something that the big publishers are really latching onto now as the sort of next thing to increase engagement.
Absolutely, because we're seeing a few things happening on Facebook.com that really haven't been seen anywhere else yet. The first is that we have a huge audience. We have over 200 million monthly active people coming to Facebook every single month. And 70% of them are interacting with apps, and the most popular form of app is a game. And so now we're getting more gameplay activity happening on Facebook than happening on traditional online portals. So there's a lot of gaming happening. And then the second thing is that people are coming back every single day because their friends are there. And people, social gaming is very engaging. You tend to, in the traditional games industry, buy a game, play it, and then leave it and move on to the next thing. What we're seeing in social gaming is the audience is growing and coming back every single day as they have a great experience and want to invite their friends to play. We believe the games are much more fun to play with friends than by strangers. I think another example of this is people, users of Facebook are now used to having hundreds of their friends readily available to share messages, share photos, share video, and they want to bring their friends with them into the game experience. And I have hundreds of friends on Facebook, and I have all the consoles, but I only have one or two friends on each console, because it's so hard to find friends there. And so what we're seeing, I think, with the game console industry, is that they're using Facebook to power their social graph, so that when I use a console, my Facebook friends are there, and I get to play games with them immediately. I don't have to go find them or connect them and so on.
We just tossed out of Facebook.
Sounds great. Thank you very much. I think we've run out of time on the audio booth. We'll talk soon more. Thanks.